guardarci
when far from our reach now
eterna stella te nella mia preghiera
let this be our way
quanta fede c'è
Fly High Ministries, everybody. Really good to be with you today. I pray that the Lord is blessing you and keeping you, no matter where you're at, and no matter what you're doing. Today's message is, I want my good deeds seen on TV and in the newspapers. I want my good deeds seen on TV and in the newspapers. How many people across America have you talked to who just wants to be famous? I mean, it seems like more and more people that I talk to, they don't have a desire to have a family. They don't have a desire to have a career. Their only desire is to be famous. I mean, this is the reality of our society, that people have really lost focus and have been so much brainwashed by the mainstream TV today that our children are so much under attack because they have been brainwashed thinking that the only jobs out there is to be a famous actor or to be a famous singer. So, I don't know about you, but I see the same people on television, the same people on television over and over and over again. When I do watch TV, I see the same people on television. And to me, it just gets really sick. And when I open up the newspapers, I see the church bragging about their good deed, or I see someone bragging about their good deed that they do. It's a sickness, and it's a thirst to always want to be on the newspaper, and it's a sickness to see the same people always on television trying to act as if they're good. Or they just want their good deeds to be seen by everybody. How many of you know people like that? They just want their good deeds to be seen by everybody. So when they do a good deed, they make sure people know about what they're doing. So what do? They put it in the newspaper. Yes, I just want my good deeds seen on TV and in the newspaper, but the Bible says it a little bit differently. He said, the Bible says in Matthew chapter 6, verse 5 and 6, "And when you pray, do not be like the hypocrites, for they love to pray standing in the synagogues and on the street corners to be seen by others. Truly, I tell you, they have received their reward in full. But when you pray, go into your room, close the door, and pray to your Father, who is unseen. Then your Father, who sees what is done in secret, will reward you." How many of you know today that right now, Jesus Christ is very much unseen, and Jesus has done so many good things, but it's been unseen by the world? You see, there were two main places where the Jews in Jesus' day might pray hypocritically. They might pray at the synagogue at the time of public prayer, or on the street at the appointed times of prayer, usually from 9 a.m., noon, and to 3 p.m. You see, the whole goal was for them to be seen. The whole goal was for them to be heard. Their whole goal was for them to be seen by other people. Yes, these hypocrites, they would pray not to be heard by God, but to be seen by men. And this is a common fault today in public prayer today, when people pray to impress or to teach others instead of generally pouring out their hearts to Jesus. Do I got to see your stinking face on television again? Do I got to hear about your stinking church on the newspaper again? Because it's getting to be stink it up. Why are you bragging about your good deeds when Jesus is unseen? Do you not know that there's so many individuals out there today and they just want to be seen by others? And all they care about is looking good before other people, and all they care about is looking good before the community. Don't you know those kind of people? I know a lot of these kind of people. And a lot of them like to be in the front row of the church. And they are always in the newspaper, or on TV, or even on the radio. It seems to me to be the same people over and over again. You see, the Bible says this kind of prayer is accurately portrayed by the description of an eloquent prayer in the New England Church. Here we have a reverend. He presents the most beautiful prayer that's ever offered in the audience. So here we have a preacher. He just prays this elegant prayer. And people go, "Ah, what a special prayer that was." And he prays before thousands of people, and people say, "Oh, this guy must be truly holy. This guy must be truly magnificent because of the way he prayed." But this kind of prayer is such an insult to God. This kind of prayer is such an insult to Jesus Christ. And when we mouth words towards God while really trying to impress others, we use God merely as a tool to impress others. And I'm here to tell you today, a lot of people are using God as a tool to impress others with. They don't speak truth anymore. How many people out there seem to be always in the newspaper and always on television, and all they're doing is using God as a tool to impress others, when the Bible says they have their reward? But the reward is not the kind of reward that you will get if you pray in silent. Their reward is a hand clap or a little pat on the back. God says, you already got your reward. You got a hand clap. You got a cheer. You got a pat on the back. Again, those praying to be seen of men, they have the reward and they should enjoy it in full, because that is all they will receive, is a praise from men. They will only receive a praise from men. They'll only get a hand clap or a pat on the back. They are only receiving this praise from men, but Jesus is not impressed with them whatsoever. Jesus is sick and tired of being used as a tool to impress others. Are you using Jesus as a tool to make yourself look good? Are you using your church as a tool to make yourself look good? Well, God is sick and tired of that, and He's sick and tired of seeing your face on the TV, and He's sick and tired of seeing your face in the newspapers all the time. Well, but what did the Bible say? But when you go and pray, go into your room. Rather, we should meet with God in our rooms or a closet. The idea is of a private place where we can impress no one but Jesus Himself. You don't need to impress people. All you need to do is go privately and impress yourself to Jesus Christ. The specific ancient Greek word room was used for a storeroom where treasures were kept. And there are treasures waiting for you in your prayer closet. If you want to find the treasures of Jesus Christ, go into your prayer closet. But you need to understand that Jesus certainly isn't prohibiting public prayer. He's not saying He's not prohibiting it, but our prayer should always be to God and not towards men. Yes, Jesus Christ, He simply is not impressed with your public prayers. And Jesus is simply not impressed. He's only impressed with your heart and only your heart. Your prayer should always be towards Jesus Christ and not towards the church or towards man. You understand that today? There is no set way to pray to Jesus except He doesn't want you to pray in public. He doesn't want you to pray before men. He doesn't want to be used for to be impressed upon. But you know, not only did these religious authoritarian demons pray in public, but they also was standing. I don't know about you, but I've always been told to kneel on my knees while I pray. That always showed respect when you kneel. But these religious demons love for people not only to see them. Instead of going in a private closet, they went out onto the street corner. They went out onto the street corner and they prayed, not to be seen by God, but to have praise by men. To have people think that they're holy or religious. Jesus is not impressed with your public prayers, and not only does the Bible say you should pray in secret, but you should not even pray standing. The Bible said that they love to pray standing in the synagogues and in the corner of the streets. They prayed standing in Luke 18:11-13 and Mark 11:25. And it is written, "And Abraham rose early in the morning at a place where he had stood before the Lord." But to stand was nothing else than to pray. You know, not only did these religious demons pray in public, but they prayed standing up. If you want to make Jesus Christ mad, if you want to make Jesus mad, then why don't you pray in public and standing? That is the most disrespectful thing you can do to God, is to pray standing not only in public, but also do both of those things. For the Bible says that one entered into the synagogue and found them standing in prayer. Let scholar of the wise man look downwards when he stands praying, and to name no more. The same thing asserts that when you stand, you're sort of looking down on somebody. As when they stood towards Jerusalem, he would fix his eyes downward. So when you're standing, you're sort of looking down on people. And that is the most disrespectful thing, is to stand and look down as you pray. That's why you should kneel and look up. And if you really want to make God angry, and if you want to make Jesus angry, go ahead and pray standing up. Just stand up and pray. And if you really want to make Jesus mad, go ahead and stand up and pray before people. And this is the most disrespectful thing you can do to Jesus Christ, is to pray standing up before men. Because now you are standing and your eyes are pointing downward towards them. Yes, they want their good deeds to be seen on TV. And they want their good deeds to be seen before men. They want themselves to be seen in the newspapers. Yes, these Pharisees wanted themselves to be seen before men. So they love to pray in the synagogue. Why? Why do they recite their phylacteries in the synagogue? Why did they recite these things when they're not bound to do it? Yes. What is a phylactery, you may say? Well, it's sort of a magical speech or a scroll that they might read off from. Not only that, they would return home in the evening from the field after they went to the synagogue, and after they went out into the streets, they would stand praying, looking their eyes downward towards men, and then they would go back home and they would recite the phylacteries or the scrolls. They would recite that as they returned home that evening from the fields. It became a tradition of reciting, not only in the synagogue, not only on the streets, not only at home, but God was very angry, and He said, if you're going to pray, He said, the Bible says it like this, but when you pray, go into your room, close the door, and pray to your Father who is unseen. Then your Father who sees what is done in secret will reward you. When you pray, you should pray unseen. Go into a closet and pray, for Jesus Christ will reward you, He said. But if you pray standing before men, you already got your reward. That was the clap and the praise from men. Are you going to pray to be to God? Or are you praising to look good before men? So what would they do? They would do it so often, so tedious. And they would recite a prayer over and over and over again, not only in the church, but they would do it on the streets and in their home, and it became very meaningless to Jesus Christ, and it became a tradition, sort of like a prayer. Maybe some of you remember growing up this prayer. Bless us, O Lord, and these Thy gifts that we are about to receive from Thy bounty through Christ our Lord. Amen. You remember that prayer growing up? Bless us, O Lord, and these Thy gifts and which we are about to receive from Thy bounty through Christ our Lord. Amen. How many of you remember that prayer? Or what else have you done something? Or what about part of the ritual of the Roman Catholic Church is the rosary, 15 groups or series of prayers, each series consisting of a Paternoster's Lord prayer and 10 of salutes to the Virgin Mary and Gloria. The string of beads used of counting the prayers is also called the rosary. If you want to make Jesus mad, pray standing up. If you want to make God mad, go ahead and pray standing up before men. Prayer is a private matter between you and God. Prayer is a private matter between you and Jesus Christ. The Bible says in Matthew chapter 6, verse 1 through 4, beware of practicing your righteousness before men to be noticed by them, otherwise you will have no reward with your Father who is in heaven. So when you give to the poor, do not sound a trumpet before you as the hypocrites do in the synagogues and in the streets, so that they may be honored by men. Truly I say to you, they have their reward in full. But when you give to the poor, do not let your left hand know what your right hand is doing, so that your giving will be in secret, and your Father who sees what is done in secret will reward you. I'm sick and tired of seeing your church on the newspaper, of all the good deeds that you're doing for the community. When God says, if you're going to feed the poor, just go feed the poor. Nobody needs to know. Why do you got to broadcast it in the newspaper? If you're going to do a good deed, just go ahead and do a good deed. You don't need to be on television telling somebody you did a good deed. If you're just going to pray, you don't need to stand up and pray before men. Just go in your closet and pray. Yes, the Bible says, beware of practicing your righteousness before men to be noticed by them. If you're a good person, that's between you and Jesus Christ. Nobody needs to know that. If you did something good for somebody else, that's between you and Jesus Christ. If you help somebody else, that's between you and Jesus Christ. He's seen that. He's seen what you've done. Your reward is in heaven. But once you take that good deed and you put it on television and the newspaper, now your reward is no more in heaven, because now your reward is the praise from the men. You see how God's working here. Go ahead and tell somebody you did something good and broadcast it. God says, well, there's your reward. You got your reward from people. But if you go in the closet, kneel down and pray to Jesus and look up to Him, He will also give you His reward. Yes, I'm really sick and tired of seeing your good deeds on TV and in the newspaper. I'm really sick and tired of it. In Matthew chapter 23, verse 3 and 5, the Bible says, therefore all that they tell you, do and observe. But do not do according to their deeds, for they say things and do not do them. But they do all their deeds to be noticed by men, for they broaden their phylacteries and lengthen the tassels of their garments. Yes, the Bible is talking about they say and do things just to be noticed by men. I don't know how many organizations, they hand out all these different plaques and they pat themselves on their back because they've done really good, and it's broadcasted throughout the radio, and we've done this good deed, and we've done that good deed, and it's been broadcasted, and everybody is like all clapping their hands, and way to go, and way to go, and oh, come on, God says, you've had your reward. Your reward is the praise from men. But if you're really going to do good deeds, just do it. You don't need to broadcast it on television. So, but when you pray, go into your room, close the door, and pray to your Father who is unseen. Then your Father who sees what is done in secret will reward you. Jesus Christ will reward you. Jesus Christ will reward you. We really need Jesus back in America, and we really need Him now. And I'm here to tell you that Jesus Christ will reward you in what you pray in secret. The Bible says that the best place for prayer is characterized by secrecy, privacy, and quietness. The secret place, the private room, the inner chamber, the shut door. That's the best place for you to pray. And these are the best situations in which accepted prayer may be offered. Private devotions are met. Nor is this designed to prohibit prayer in public assemblies. The Lord Himself both prayed in the mountains alone. When Jesus Christ prayed, He prayed alone in the mountains. In the nights alone and in the public in the presence of the disciples, we have records of many prayers offered by the apostles in public assemblies. Thy closets may mean any secret place. You see, Jesus wants you to pray privately. It doesn't have to be in a closet. Any secret place. Any secret place. That is where Jesus wants to hear your heart. Any secret place. It's a place where you can withdraw from the world. But I'm really getting sick and tired of seeing your face and your picture on TV and on the radio. So enter that inner chamber, that little room in the interior of your house or in the housetop. But it is here where it's used to indicate any place of privacy. And having shut your door, pray to Jesus who is in secret. The shut door, that recognizes the strictness of this privacy between me and Jesus Christ. This is strict. Leave us alone. I got something to say, and I don't need to broadcast it out to you guys. For in all personal prayer, we should strive to be alone with God. Jesus found a prayer chambered upon the mountaintop and in the garden. That's where Jesus prayed. I'm sick and tired of seeing your face on TV and in the newspaper. I'm sick and tired of you always wanting your good deeds seen on TV and in the newspaper. We really need Jesus back in America, and we really need Him now. When you pray, go ahead and pray in secret, will you? When you pray, you ask God. It's between you and God. We really need Jesus back in America today. Evil is moving upon this nation. Evil is moving stronger than you can imagine right now. America is going to be walking through some very evil times, and we all need to get in our closets and pray for this country. We all need to pray really hard right now because we're in some deep, deep, deep trouble. We all need to pray for the future of America. We all need to pray for the future of our families. We all need to pray for the future of our health. We need Jesus back in America. And when you pray to Jesus, don't pray standing up before men. And when you do good, you don't need to be seen by others, but God sees you. When you help somebody, you don't need to broadcast that on the radio. God sees you. God sees your deeds. God knows your deeds. We are still winning the war. Yes, America was founded by Jesus. Everyone, pray to Jesus and pray hard. Pray to Jesus right now and pray hard. We really need Jesus back in America. We really need Him now. Jesus, help us all. I don't know what's about to come down on this country, but I feel it, and I know so many other people feel it. I know people are going through a lot right now. That's why we should pray. We should all go in our closets, get on our knees, and ask for mercy. We need to ask God to forgive us. We need to ask God to, we need to repent of our sins. America, it's time to repent of your sins. When we pray, pray silently unto the Lord and ask, Lord, why this is happening to America. It's time to pray. We need Jesus back in this nation. Satan is moving to take prayer, take the cross, take the Ten Commandments. We really need to humble ourselves before the great mighty God, Jesus Christ. And when we pray, we need to pray in our closets, in our secret place. We need to all withdraw from the world and pray to Jesus and ask for mercy. And ask for mercy. Have mercy on us, Jesus. We need mercy. So when you do pray, you don't need to tell people what you prayed. And when you do help others, you don't need to tell people how you've helped. Jesus already sees that. We need Jesus back in America, and we need Him now. We need Jesus back in America, and we need Him now. Amen.
When far to our eternal
eterna stella sera.